Oh, hey! Thanks so much for joining me today on the Cock Die Podcast. I'm your host, Gary. This is a special edition of the Cock Die, an all-news-filled D&D Direct edition. So, let's get into it. What was D&D Direct? It was Dungeons & Dragons' first ever direct-to-fans news show. It gave you all the insights on things that are coming for D&D for more or less the next 6 months. So what are some of the big stories? So the first is probably Spelljammer confirmed. If you've been following the TTRPG and Wizards of the Coast Dungeons & Dragons Twitter space, you know that Spelljammer confirmed has been a joke for a long time. Well, as of D&D Direct, it's officially confirmed. Now, mind you, it was actually confirmed on April the 1st through a tweet that said 3-2-1, let's jam, Spelljammer confirmed. I mentioned this to some of the Wizards of the Coast staff at D&D Direct and said that whoever came up with the idea to confirm it on April Fool's Day deserved a raise, and they told me that they'd look into it. So what is Spelljammer? It is a fantasy slash sci-fi setting where heroes take to the spaceways and find adventures above the stars. It was only available in second edition, neither third nor fourth editions reprinted it, but here we are, Dungeons & Dragons is trying some new things. One of the big things about Spelljammer that's different is that it is going to be a three-volume slipcase product. There are going to be three volumes in this case. The first is the Astral Adventurer's Guide, which is a player and DM resource that includes six new races, a bestiary with all the creepiest astral characters called Boo's Astral Menagerie, and a new adventure set in wild space called The Light of Xerixis. It's going to take players from level 5 to level 8. Each of these books is 64 pages long, so the three are about the standard length of your ordinary Dungeons & Dragons book. Six new playable races include Astral Elves, Autognomes that are automatons built in a sturdy gnomish fashion, the Hidozi, a race of bipedal flying monkeys, the Gif, a hippo-headed race of lost souls always in the wrong place at the wrong time, Plasmoids, which are the first ever playable ooze in 5e, and the Thrycreen, a bug-folk insectoid people who travels the spaceways. The collection is the first of its type for 5th edition, so it will be interesting to see how it is received for fans. It also is going to include a double-sided poster mat and a thematic Dungeons Masters screen. It turns out that Spelljammer is actually Chris Perkins' favorite setting, and he joked about it in 2015, but as of 2022, there's no more jokes. Spelljammer is confirmed. I had the opportunity to ask Chris Perkins about the release cadence. As you may have noticed, in the early years of D&D, the release cadence was very moderate. There was three or so books a year, but obviously with D&D Direct and everything that's come out, there are more and more books coming out every year. So I asked them how they are managing with this increased cadence. What Chris Perkins said is that D&D's success has been improved year over year, and the demand for more and more content is getting greater and greater. They're in a different place now than where they were 9 years ago. They've been growing their team, and they're trying to get a variety of experiences in Dungeons & Dragons. Experience is a word that they used a lot during this presentation, so they're trying to do different things within 5th edition. They want to do a lot of variety and keep Dungeons & Dragons fresh. Spelljammer is a reflection of where they are in the game edition, but they don't want to go overboard, so they're still trying to be deliberate in how they proceed with new content. They want to show there's a range within the 5th edition model, and Spelljammer fits into it very well. It illustrates what D&D can do and what it can be. When you're playing Dungeons & Dragons, there's a lot to do. He said that Dragonlance is a different experience entirely, and they've tried to showcase that D&D is at its core a flexible system. D&D also confirmed Dragonlance. Now, if you've been following my written work, I actually suspected that this was being released as of January 2021. In the aftermath of the Weiss-Hickman Dragonlance lawsuit that was resolved, and the announcement that they would be writing new books in the Dragonlance setting that were being renamed Classic Dragonlance, I postulated that if you're calling something Classic Dragonlance, why would you do that unless you have something to differentiate it against? And obviously, this is what they were talking about. The new book is called Dragonlance: Shadow of the Dragon Queen. It will be a campaign setting slash adventure book in a new style. What's unique about this is that there is also going to be an associated board game called Warriors of Kryn. Talking again about experiences, because of that associated board game, the experience of playing in Dragonlance will be very different than in previous adventures. Dragonlance: Shadow of the Dragon Queen is a brand new story set during the War of the Lance, which is an age of heroes and villains, of strife and redemption. It was the setting for the original Dragonlance, but Ray Winninger, who is the executive producer of D&D, was quick to point out that the book isn't an untold story. It's brand new Dragonlance. And it isn't a reboot of the setting either, and it doesn't invalidate anything. It fills in some of the margins. Tracy Hickman and Margaret Weiss were not involved in the production of the book. They're working on their own Dragonlance, but he said that in tone and spirit, that Dragonlance: Shadow of the Dragon Queen will align very well with their original vision. Where this book differs is that it's their first attempt at a hybrid campaign setting slash adventure. Winninger said that the book will primarily serve as an adventure, but it will also have the elements of a campaign setting slash world building flavor that fans will expect from a world building setting book. He said that sometimes the best way to introduce a new setting is through a story. Now, this is mostly going to be a campaign, but it's designed in such a way to introduce the setting and let players know what the setting's all about. He said that the team believes that they've given enough information that the DMs can build follow-up experiences set in Kryn with everything that they've provided in the book, which is obviously pretty exciting. It's a new way to approach it, and I'm curious to see how fans react to this new style. Again, we're talking about experience, so this is going to be a very different experience from some of the books that have come before. Another way that Dragonlance: Shadow of the Dragon Queen is going to differ is in the board game Warriors of Kryn. Warriors of Kryn is not going to be the first board game produced in-house at the D&D studio, but it is going to be directly compatible with an RPG product, which is a first. The goal of the game is to simulate the war elements present in the Dragonlance setting. The new book is set in the middle of the War of the Lance, as I mentioned, and so players are going to be able to develop their characters in the RPG, and then during the war scenes, transport their characters from the RPG into the board game. There, they'll be able to play out those scenes using Warriors of Kryn. Now, this is a completely optional element. It isn't something that every fan is going to need to do. There is mechanics within the setting to handle these battles in the abstract if they don't want to engage in them more directly, but it is a pretty exciting attempt to make something new in D&D. For fans who are more interested in the board game than the RPG, it's a cooperative game in the Euro style that Winninger remarked is very popular right now. He said that the meat of the game involves playing out the massive military battles taking place in the world of Kryn. There's going to be a lot of elements that will be familiar to RPG players, including some narrative elements, but the board game can stand on its own as well. WizKids is releasing a new skirmish miniatures game called Dungeons & Dragons Onslaught. It's a 1v1 skirmish game, and you can learn more at dndonslaught.com, which should be live now. Not much information was provided at the time of this recording, but I know that WizKids is producing high-quality miniatures, and I assume that it's going to be in the same style as the D&D miniatures game, which premiered in the early to mid-2000s, a competitive strategy miniatures game where you build warbands and you face off against your enemies. They provided a sizzle reel for Baldur's Gate. It didn't provide a lot of new information. They just reiterated their goal to release the game in 2023. They noted that they've added a lot of content since the original early access period began, and early access is still available if you're interested. But if you want to wait until the game is completed, 2023 is still their goal release date. Previously announced is the Dragons of Stormwreck Isle, which is the new D&D starter set going forward. What Wizards staff said is the feedback they received from players is that the original starter set worked a lot better if you had an experienced player guiding you. It didn't work so well as a vehicle for a group of completely new players who had never played Dungeons & Dragons before. So Stormwreck Isle is going to be a much more streamlined experience, which is going to allow even new players and new dungeon masters to pick up the game and play immediately. They were also proud of their newbie hub, which is going to be available for new players and new dungeon masters, and will include videos on tricky elements of the game, help people walk through character generation, and more. That's going to be available through a QR code in the starter set that people are going to have access to once it comes out. All in all, more players playing D&D is better, so if their feedback is that they needed to streamline the game, I'm all for it. And of course, Dragons of Stormwreck Isle is a super cool title, so I'm really excited to see what they do with this new set. Also announced new terrain and creature carrying cases. These are going to be accessories that will allow you to level up your game. They are two boxed sets, and they are going to allow dungeon masters to improve the look and feel of their games. So the terrain set is basically a box of multi-sided terrain that is going to allow dungeon masters to build a more immersive scene. It will come with tokens that will allow you to do something simple, and it's going to have a relatively moderate price point. It's going to allow you to improve your immersiveness without breaking the bank. The other carrying case is the creatures carrying case. It's going to have tokens of three sizes and include dozens of clings that you can attach to those tokens to represent monsters in your game. If you're familiar with the Pathfinder Pawns collections, it's very much in the same spirit. The only main difference is that these are going to be clings attached to plastic discs of various sizes, so you're going to be able to control what monsters you can get. Obviously, this is going to be a pretty profitable vehicle for Wizards, because they can put out expansion sets that will just include the clings or bonus sets of tokens if you wanted to have mass battles. I think it's a really smart way to do it, because it is going to be very accessible for players who are just picking up this hobby and want a way to represent characters and maps in a very easy, simple way. I look forward to seeing what they're going to do with this line of Neverwinter. The MMO is getting a Dragon Slayer update. They showed a sizzle reel. Looks very cool. If you're into Neverwinter, there's going to be a lot of dragons to fight. Got an update on Journeys of the Radiant Citadel. Obviously, this was announced before, but we saw some interior art and got more information on this new book about how there's going to be some tie between all of the adventures, so they could be run as a standalone or as a straight campaign. The art looks incredible, very different from what we've seen before. A lot of pastels and color palettes that are foreign to 5th edition D&D, so I think it's going to be a nice addition to the Dungeons & Dragons canon. And of course, this is the book that was written by 16 by POC writers, drawing from their own experiences and myths of their cultures, so I'm really excited to dive into this new book when it comes out in June. And last, but certainly not least, we got an update on the D&D movie directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. We got a title, which is Honor Among Thieves, and we got a release date, which is March 3rd, 2023. So less than a year away from the new Dungeons & Dragons movie. It features a blockbuster cast, including Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, Renée-Jeanne Paget, and Hugh Grant as the villain. Obviously, it's a lot to be excited about. Christian Hoffer from comicbook.com did some very impressive sleuthing, and the video background that the directors were using appears to be Castle Never from Neverwinter. So it seems likely that at least part of the story is going to be set in Neverwinter, this jewel from the Sword Coast. D&D Direct was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of new information provided to fans. It's really never been a better time to love Dungeons & Dragons, because there's more and more D&D to love. We've been doing this dance for 2 years. Just subscribe already, will ya?